Now, the locality of Old Loughlin has had plenty to celebrate in recent weeks with a rare senior football double for the area. At the beginning of the month, Old Loughlin LGFA were crowned Carlo Senior Ladies Football Champions after a late goal from Cuiva O'Neill saw them overcome the challenge of Benacerri Tinryland. Just 2 weeks later, the men's senior football team followed on from that success, winning their first Carlo Senior Football Championship title since 2013 with a last-minute point against Rathvilly. I caught up with Old Loughlin's Niamh Ford and Aaron Ammond earlier this week to look back on their success to date and to look ahead to both their respective Leinster Championships.
It is definitely a different feeling when you're watching. I think I felt a bit bad after putting everyone through the ringer the last week watching the lads play on Sunday. It feels different when you're stressed watching than when you're stressed playing. But I think when we were playing, like, obviously the thought is in the back of your head, like, oh, the lads are in the semi-final, I think, at that stage. But
Yeah, we were playing after you in the semis, I think.
Yeah, but when you're playing, I think at the time you're just thinking of yourself. I don't know, maybe it was different for you, we might have inspired you, but
I'd love to say we were thinking of you as well. But no, like, obviously, now that you say that, I actually kind of forgot about you were dramatic enough at the end as well, so, and we definitely left it late at the weekend, so I don't think the fans or the people around here will be too thankful to us, but we got there in the end, thank God.
Yeah, because I was going to say it, like, I mean, you left it down to, like, that there would have been a few sore hearts the last two finals, you know, obviously Cahill for you in the end of your match and then Cuiva for you in yours. Like, it's unbelievable to kind of see that there's two matches, both involving Old Loughlin, which come down to pretty much the last second of the game. Like, for you, obviously, I'll start, you know, very, very late on, you know, obviously, Cleena, you know, converts for Benacerri Tinryland, and then you're kind of thinking, oh no, geez, this might be out of reach, and then all of a sudden Cuiva comes out nowhere, scores that final goal. Like, it's such a shift in emotions in such a short space of time, isn't it?
Yeah, and like, we were talking about it afterwards, and for some reason when we were losing, I actually didn't feel that stressed. And then once Cuiva scored the goal in like the 58th minute, I think the next 6 minutes were probably the longest of my life. I was so stressed the whole time. But yeah, and when you're playing out there, it's just frantic. You can't really think of anything else. And watching the men then on Sunday, pretty stressful as well.
And then what about you and the other, like, Cahill with that final last minute point, like, and then pretty much the goal kick goes out and that's the end of the game. Like, you know, that must be such a sense of relief.
Yeah, so, like, obviously we're in a brilliant position, and then all of a sudden you could just see point after point going down. And, like, I think there was 4 minutes added on. When the 4 minutes went up, I was going, I wish there was two, but then we needed every second of the four and even a little bit extra. But yeah, Cottle, like, in fairness to him, if you could pick one guy to be coming down that side on his left boot, there's nobody else on the panel that you'd rather have the ball in their hand. Like, he's been doing it for years. So the minute I seen it in his hand, I was just saying, kick it. If there was one lad going to score, it'd be him.
Yeah. Obviously, for ye in the group stages, the only loss that you had was against Benacerri Tinryland. What do you think changed from that very first game up until this final?
Yeah, I think it's definitely a different mindset. Obviously, every match you play in Championship, you're wanting to win. But I do think that when us and BT play each other in Championship, there can be a bit of, like, shadow boxing going on. And then there was a difference as well in that first match. We didn't have Helen Roach, and then in the final, Helen was back, and then obviously we lost Rachel in the first few minutes as well. So it's just a totally different setup, and I think we know that, and BT know that, and we have known that for the last 10 years or so. So you prepare differently as well, I think, coming into the final, regardless of the result in the Championship.
How big of a loss is obviously Rachel Sawyer now going into this Leinster Championship?
Yeah, look, Rachel is a huge loss, and even as, like, a part of the team when we're training, everyone knows that she's a huge part of our team, not just as a player but as a person. You know, she's so good to motivate us in training. She's such an inspiration, especially, you know, to the younger girls. But I suppose in the final we played so long without her that it's probably given us a bit of confidence in that you don't really, you know, we don't rely on her to win, especially when you have Jenny to come on, her sister. We're blessed to have Rachel, and we're doubly blessed to have Jenny. So while she's used Joss, we've had a few weeks now to re-strategise and re-structure ourselves to kind of fill the hole that she definitely does leave.
For you going into your final, you know, you obviously had that little extra week break because of the replay. Is that difficult for you? Does it kind of put a whack into your momentum going into a final, or do you actually prefer having an extra week off before you go into that match? Well, not a week off, you know,
yeah,
but you know what I mean.
Yeah, well, it nearly was a week off. Like, to be honest, it's hard. I don't know. It's easy saying now it done us well because we won. But you could turn around if we had lost at the weekend and say the week break killed us. I suppose there's a good few of us there that would have played a lot of hurling and got to the intermediate final in that. So then we went straight into football. So we were a lot of weeks on the bounce. So maybe the week off did do us good. But we kind of felt last year we got the week off, we went straight to the semi-finals and we felt like that probably stumped our momentum maybe last year. But look, it was definitely nice to get the weekend off and go in and watch the games and kind of just do something. We'd done something that morning together and it wasn't as taxing as playing a match, so we won't complain, definitely not.
Niamh, obviously going into the Leinster Championship now, Tinahili, there's history there, isn't there? Because in obviously 2021 it was an intermediate final between yourselves. You know, is there a sense of bad blood there between you wanting to get revenge for that 5-point loss back then, or is that completely in the back of your minds because it's so long ago now?
I think when we found out we were playing Tinahili, we were all like, it's just kind of ironic, isn't it? Like the first match we're playing in senior Leinster, we're playing a team that we do have a lot of history against. But I think regardless of who we were playing, we'd be going out for a win anyways. And of course, the fact that we have a bit of history and we do know Tinahili pretty well, it adds another layer to the match that I think we're really excited for.
I know obviously you came up against, you know, BT in the final there and they had great success in the intermediate football last year. Like, is there a part of, like, I suppose the broader Carlow picture of obviously continuing on that legacy of their victory in the All-Ireland last year and bringing that to the senior level this year?
Yeah, 100%, and definitely in the last few years Carlow ladies football has really come on a few strides. Like the year before we got out of Division 4 for the All-Ireland League for the first time, and then in the last few years we've gone from a junior club county to a senior club county. So I think Barry Hayes told us that no team from Carlow has won a senior championship match, or possibly one has done it before. I think maybe Fortunes have won one before, but we're really excited to maybe make that next step and see what comes after.
What do you think has been the driving factor behind the success in just a short period of time?
It's hard to know. I do think that the rivalry that ourselves and BT have has really kind of added, you know, they keep us on our toes and we keep them on their toes, hopefully, that we're always trying to better each other. And then when you go into county, we've had some good days out with the county recently, and having Ed Burke in there for the last few years has really brought us on as well, I think.
Aaron, for you, obviously you mentioned that there's the hurling this Saturday for yourselves. Like, have you thought much about going into the Leinster Championship and the football yet, or is it getting over the hurling first?
Look, it was getting over the few days of celebrations first anyway before we talk about any of it. But yeah, look, it's massive. I think Niamh kind of references just about winning a match in Leinster, but the last couple of times that we've went out of Carlow with O'Loughlin, we haven't been successful in a Leinster game, so it's massive. We'd love to kind of be the team from O'Loughlin that could go out and win a Leinster game. Once you get one under your belt, you don't know what'll happen. You could get a run. Now, look, Cordwood and Portlaoise are playing in the final on Saturday evening, and whichever one of them gets through would be massive for us to, we'd have to be very good to beat either of them, but it's something that we're definitely aiming to do. We have the hurling on Saturday, so we're playing up in Westmead on Saturday, so look, we definitely have ambitions there as well. We'll go up and give it a rattle and see what happens.
Can you realistically prepare for that first round of the Leinster Football Championship, not knowing obviously the opposition that you're going to be coming up against, or is there more of an element that you focus on your own game more than analysing the opposition?
I think it's very important to analyse the opposition. It is a massive part of it, but a lot of our focus this year has been on ourselves. At the end of the day, like, there's only so much you can do about the opposition team. There's things that are going to happen on the day, there's things that aren't going to happen, and you don't really know what they're going to do. But what we can control is ourselves. We've put a lot of focus on ourselves this year, and it'll be no different. We'll definitely prepare for whichever team it is next week when we find out on Saturday, but there'll be a lot of work done on ourselves between now and then as well.
I suppose finally for both of you, one thing that's been massive has been the support of the town throughout your whole campaign. You know, what would you say to those fans now that are going to be following you into the Leinster Championships?
Well, I suppose even just to say to them, first of all, I know this year has been brilliant, but we've definitely, as the lads team, have given them a few terrible years, and in fairness to them, they stuck by us the whole way. So we're just delighted to be able to repay them now, and it was brilliant coming back up to the village the other night and just seeing them all out there. It was absolutely amazing. So hopefully we can give them another one or two good days this year.
Yeah, I think same for me. three close finals this year, actually, because the junior girls also only won theirs by a point. So I hope that they're all recovered well from those close matches. But yeah, I think we'd, as two teams, three teams, we'd probably just like to say thanks to everyone in the village for the support that they've given over the last few weeks. And hopefully there's more good days to come.
Absolutely. Aran Amond, Niamh Ford, thank you so much and best luck.
Thank you very much.